سورة الرحمن. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان، علمه البيان. الرحمن the most gracious. He has taught the Quran. He has created man and he has taught him speech. Now here we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by telling us about his rahmah, about his mercy and about his love for us. What is the greatest gift of love that Allah has given us? You ask different people, what's the greatest blessing in your life? Some would say maybe my parents. Some would say maybe my children. Some would say my land or my wealth. Allah says, Allama al-Qur'an. He has taught you this Qur'an. This Qur'an is the greatest gift that Allah has bestowed upon us. خلق الإنسان. And after the Qur'an, Allah mentions that He created man. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. He taught him speech. See, Allah mentions his most beautiful quality. Then he mentions the most beautiful gift he gave us. Then he mentions the most beautiful creation. أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We honored the children of Adam. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created man in the most beautiful of molds. And then, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. The most precious gift given to man, the gift of articulate speech. See, it's this which sets us apart from the rest of creation. As Allah tells us in the Quran, that إِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything in the universe is glorifying His praise. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَحُونَ تَصْبِيحَهُمْ. But you do not understand their tasbih. What then is it that sets man apart, that makes him the best of creation? This gift of communication, this gift of speech. What is speech? The correlation of meaning and sound. Allah says, عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And then Allah tells Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, tell them of these secrets of the universe. This is what makes man أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُقَاتِ. This gift of communication, this gift of explanation. See, if you think about it, a child is born and he cannot speak properly. He's just gurgling. And that's why Isa alayhi salam's miracle is that he speaks when he's a child. And then, at the age of 2, this child is communicating. And we just take this amazing miracle for granted. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. It is Allah who has taught him how to communicate. الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْتَانِ. The sun and the moon run on their courses. Now if you look at the link between the first 3 verses, Allah says, Ar-Rahman taught us the Qur'an. He created man and taught him the power of speech and communication. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So you become witnesses for the rest of mankind. So you convey this Qur'an that you have learned to the rest of mankind. The sun and the moon run on their courses, calculated with measured out stages for each reckoning. And the stars and the trees prostrate themselves to Allah. And the heavens, He has raised it high, and He has set up the balance, in order that you may not transgress the balance, and observe the weight with justice, and do not make the balance deficient. And we find that when we have started abusing the earth's resources, that's when disaster has struck us. And the earth, وَدَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. He has laid it down for the creatures. Therein are fruits and date palms, producing sheep fruit stalks, and also corn with its leaves, and stalk for fodder, and sweet-scented plants. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Who are both of these people? Man and jinn. Man and jinn, both given free will, both given the choice to obey or disobey, to thank or be ungrateful. Now Allah says, which of the blessings of your Lord? Rabb is not just the creator. He has nourished us. He is sustaining us every second of the day. Every breath we take, we depend upon Him. We cannot avert a sudden heart attack. We can't avert a sudden earthquake. Can we protect our families from any sudden disaster befalling them? One accident, that's all it takes. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Take a stock of the blessings in your life, of your wealth, of your knowledge, of your time, of your energies, of your health, all the talents of your children, of your houses, of your spouses, of your family members, of your friends. Everything we have, everything we had, everything we ever will have. إِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. You just try counting the blessings of Allah. We cannot even thank Him for our eyes. We cannot even thank Him for the gift of speech, for the gift of motion. Blessings that are hidden, blessings that are obvious, blessings that we take for granted, blessings that we don't even think about, that we don't even realize. Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which blessings are you denying? Which blessings are you denying? See, if you give someone something and then they turn away, you say how ungrateful you are. A mother tells the child, have you forgotten all that I've done for you? Allah asks us, which of my blessings are you denying? That you say, oh, I'm angry with Allah and Allah has not been kind to me and I'm not ready to obey Allah. Which blessings will you deny? Can we thank Allah enough for our mothers, for our parents, for our loved ones? Think about it. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which blessings of your Lord will you both deny? He created man from sounding clay, like the clay of pottery. And the jinn, He created from a smokeless flame of fire. What are we to begin with? A drop of liquid, disgusting fluid. What do we become? See how Allah nurtures us, and how we grow, and how we gain strength and intellectual understanding till we reach maturity. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Lord of the two Easts, Lord of the two Wests. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. He has created this universe for us with night and day. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? He has let loose the two seas meeting together. Between them is a barrier which none can transgress. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Out of them both come out pearl and coral. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? His are the ships going and coming in the seas like mountains. He's taught us how to harness those resources. He's given us the intellect with which to come up with this technology. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِ. Everyone is dying. Everyone will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And the being of your Lord, full of majesty, full of dignity, will remain. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Have you thanked Allah for the time you have in this world? How do we thank Him? By obeying Him, by serving His deen. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Every creature in the heavens and the earth begs of Him. And every day Allah is engaged in some affair. He has to answer all the du'as made by all the people on this universe. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? It's as if Allah is asking us incredulously, what is it? What is it that's keeping you in such ingratitude, in such stubbornness? You know you're the beggars before Allah. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? We shall attend to you, O you two burdens, men and jinn. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? O assembly of jinn and men, if you have power to pass beyond the zones of the heaven and the earth, then pass beyond them. But you will never be able to pass beyond them except with force. Allah reminds us, if you transcend the boundaries of space, then that too is from Allah. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? There will be sent against both of you smokeless flames of fire and molten brass, and you will not be able to defend yourself. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Then when the heaven is rent asunder and it becomes rosy like red oil or red hide, فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? So on that day, no question will be asked of man or jinn as to his sin. Everyone will have their amal nama before them. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny?
يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ The mujrimun will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by their forelocks and their feet.
وَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ This is the hell which the criminals denied. They will go between it and the fierce boiling water.
فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Why is hell mentioned as a blessing over here? Allah is warning us about it. That's why Allah taught us in the beginning, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ He has taught you this Qur'an. He has taught you how to save yourself, and He has warned you from destroying yourself. So Allah mentions hell here, and this warning is a rahmah. Not that Allah let us do what we wanted, and then on the day of judgment you discover that, oh, this is what lies in store for those who disobeyed. No, Allah warns us again and again, and this is a mercy.
وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ
But as for him who fears the standing before his Lord, do we think about that day? Do we think about that moment when we will be summoned, standing before Allah and the rest of mankind? Him who fears the standing before his Lord, جَنَّتَانِ Two gardens.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? With spreading branches.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be two springs flowing forth.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be every kind of fruit in pairs.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Reclining upon the couches, lined with silk brocade, and the fruits of the two gardens will be near at hand.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Think about it, people. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Wherein both will be chaste females with whom no man or jinn has touched before them.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? As if they are rubies and coral.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Someone once asked the Prophet ﷺ, Will these hoors be superior to the worldly women, to the women of Jannah? And he told them that no, the Muslim women, the women who reach Jannah are superior to the hoors because they will have reached Jannah through their efforts, through prayers and fasting and pleasing Allah. Just as man is superior to the angels, why? Because when man worships Allah, it's of his own free will, not because he's been programmed for goodness.
هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ
Is there any reward for perfection other than perfection? What is ihsan? أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ When you worship Allah as if you can see Him.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? And besides these two, there are two other gardens. For those who didn't make it to the level of the sabiqeen, but they made it to Jannah.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Dark green in color.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them both will be two springs gushing forth.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be fruits and date palms and pomegranates.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Therein will be fair wives.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Fair females guarded in pavilions.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? With whom no man or jinn has touched before them.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان. Reclining on green cushions and rich beautiful mattresses. فَبِأَيَّ لَا يَرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Think about it. Analyze it. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Subhanallah. Blessed be the name of your Lord, the owner of majesty and honor. Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةِ خافضة الرافعة. When the event takes place and there can be no denial of its befalling, bringing low or exalting. Now there are two choices here, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. A group in paradise, exalted, and a group debased, humiliated in hell. When the earth will be shaken with a terrible shake and the mountains will be powdered to dust so that they will become floating dust particles. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. And you become three groups. Now let's read the verses carefully and wonder, which group do we belong to? فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. So those on the right hand, how fortunate will be those on the right hand. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. And those on the left hand, how unfortunate will be those on the left hand. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. And those foremost, those will be the nearest to Allah. In the gardens of delight, a multitude of those will be from the first generation, and a few of those will be from the later generation. Now we've been given three choices. First, we have Ashabul Yameen, those who obeyed Allah and who managed to make it to Jannah. And then we have those who did not make it to Jannah, who failed. And then we have the third category, the Sabiqoon. Who are these Sabiqoon? Those who came first in that race we're all running. Those who waited for nothing, who feared no one, who stopped for no one, who raced ahead to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, the gist of which was, do you know who will be the first to enter Allah's shade? And they replied, Allah and His Messenger know best. And he said, those who, when truth was presented to them, they accepted it. And when it was demanded from them, they fulfilled it. And they wished for others what they wished for themselves. The pioneers, those who didn't wait for people to start doing hijab, who didn't wait for people to get up and pray, the first and the foremost, whether anyone does or doesn't do. The Prophet ﷺ told us, Islam began and people found it strange, weird. And towards the end of time, again they will find it strange. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرُبَاءِ. There is good news for the strangers. Those who have the courage to obey Allah when none are obeying, those will be the nearest to Allah. Jannah without reckoning, without hisab, in gardens of delight. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Many of the sabiqoon will be from the first generations of Muslims. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. And very few amongst the later generations. This ayat makes me feel so sad. We are the akhirin, we are the later generation. How many of us want to be amongst the sadiqeen? How many of us are trying for this level, trying for this degree, and how many of us will actually attain it? They will be on thrones woven with gold and precious stones, reclining thereon face to face. Immortal boys will go around them serving with cups and jugs and a glass of flowing wine, wherefrom they will get neither any headaches nor any intoxication, and with fruit that they may choose, and with the flesh of fowls that they desire, and there will be fair females with wide lovely eyes, like unto preserved pearls, reward for what they used to do. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا. They will hear therein no false talk, nor any sinful speech. إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. But only the saying of peace. And those on the right hand, وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ. And those on the right hand, how fortunate will be those on the right hand. They will be among thornless low trees, and among banana trees with fruits piled one above another, and in shades long extended, and by water flowing constantly, and fruit in plenty, whose supply is not cut off, nor are they out of reach, and on couches or thrones raised high. Indeed, we have created them of special creation, and we have made them pure virgins, loving and of equal age for those on the right hand. Sullatum minal awwaleen wa sullatum minal akhireen. A multitude of those will be from the first generation, and a multitude of those will be from the later generations. So you read this ayat and you have hope that maybe we can make it to Ashabul Yameen, but we should try for the Sabiqoon and those on the left hand. How unfortunate will be those on the left hand. In fierce hot wind and boiling water and shadow of black smoke, neither cool nor pleasant, indeed before this they indulged in luxuries and were persisting in great sins. And they used to say, when we die and become dust and bones, shall we then be resurrected? And also our forefathers, say to them, yes, indeed those of old and those of later times. Lamajmu'oon, will all be surely gathered together for the appointed meeting of a known day. Then moreover you, the misguided ones, the deniers, you will eat of the trees of Zakum. Then you will fill your bellies therewith and drink boiling water on top of it, and you will drink that like thirsty camels. That will be their entertainment on the Day of Judgment. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. We created you, why then do you not believe? Then tell me about the human semen that you emit. Is it you who created, or are we the creator? If a woman cannot conceive, or a husband and wife are having problems, and sometimes the doctor says that there's no reason why you're not having a child, Allah says, is it you who makes a human being out of that semen, or is it myself? We have decreed death to you all, and we are not outstripped to transfigure you and create you in forms that you do not know. And indeed you have already known the first form of creation. Why then do you not remember? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ. Then tell me about the seed that you sow in the ground. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ. Is it you that make it grow? أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Or are we the grower? Were it our will, we could crumble it to dry pieces, and you would be left in regrets, saying, we are indeed ruined. No, but we are deprived. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Then tell me about the water that you drink. Is it you who cause it from the rain clouds to come down? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Oh, are we the ones who make it fall? We cannot even bring forth the rain. If we willed, we could make it salt. فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Why then do you not give thanks? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. Then tell me about the fire which you kindle. Is it you who made the tree thereof to grow? أَمْ نَحْنُ مُنْشِئُونَ. Or are we the grower? We have made it a reminder and an article of use for the travelers. فَصَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. Then glorify the name of your most exalted Lord. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. So I swear by the setting of the stars. And as we read in Surah Najm, it also refers to the revelation of Wahi, descent of Wahi from the heavens to the earth. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. And that is an awesome oath if you did but know. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is an honored Quran. فِي كِتَابٍ مَقْنُونٌ. In a book well guarded, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, which none can touch but the purified. Now we need to understand the implications of this ayat. There are two kinds of impurity. One is a ritual impurity, and if someone after having had intercourse, for instance, and they need to do ghusl. Then there's another kind of impurity if a woman is menstruating or she's experiencing post-childbirth bleeding. And then there's another kind of impurity which is when you're not in a state of wuzu. Now first we need to understand that we can read the Quran like this, the translation, in any condition. You don't require wuzu for that. If you're reading the English translation, even if you're in a state of menstruation or post-childbirth bleeding, that's allowed. Recitation of the Quran, and this is important to understand, recitation of the Quran can be done without wuzu. For instance, I'm not in a state of wuzu, but I can recite the Quran. But if you're in a state of menstruation, or you're in a state of ritual impurity, or you're in a state of nifas, post-childbirth bleeding, then you cannot recite the Quran. However, a teacher or a student, for instance, a student is doing hifz. Now, for every month, you know, for them to take off 8-10 days is difficult. So we find that a teacher or a student can recite it. Now, as regarding touching the Quran, we need to be in a state of wuzu. If I wish to touch this Arabic script, I have to be in a state of wuzu. Even if I'm not menstruating and I'm not in the state of nifas, but if I don't have wuzu, I cannot touch this Arabic script. And as for holding the Quranic, the Quran's commentary exceeds the Arabic script. Like for instance, in the Noble Quran, we find that the English exceeds the Arabic. Then you can hold the Quran, but in no condition can you touch the Arabic script unless you're in a state of wuzu.
Allah says, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. None but the purified can touch it. تنزيل من رب العالمين. A revelation from the Lord of the worlds. Do you treat it lightly? Have you made it into magic words? This is what the Quran truly is. تنزيل من رب العالمين. A revelation from the Lord of the worlds.
You know, like some people, if someone important sends them a letter, they like to preserve the letter. Or they'd like to, you know, show it to their children and they'll keep it for their children that, see, this famous personality wrote a letter to me. Even if it's something unimportant.
This is Tanzeelun min Rabbil Alameen, people. A revelation, a letter from Allah, Rabbul Izzah. Afa bihadha al-hadith antum mudhinun? Is it such a talk that you deny? Wa taj'aluna rizqakum annakum tukazzibun?
And is this the share you have taken of the Quran that you're denying him? That this is what you want of the Quran, you've heard the Quran, and instead of using this treasure, instead of valuing this treasure, you just want to discard it?
فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ
Then why don't you intervene when the soul of a dying person reaches the throat? Denial of the Quran means disaster when you die. That's why Allah mentions death here.
وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ
And you at the moment are looking on. If you've ever been present at someone's deathbed, or you've been to a hospital and seen, the doctors are standing there doing their best. What happens?
وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ
At that point, we are nearer to him than you. But you cannot see. You don't have that kind of vision.
فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Then why don't you, if you're exempt from the reckoning, if there isn't going to be a day of judgment, they're not going to be asked, then why can't you bring this dying person back? If you are truthful,
فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ
Then if the dying person is of those brought near to Allah,
فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ
There is for him rest and fragrance and provision and a garden of delights. The Sabiqoon. When they die, you can sense the fragrance. I mentioned earlier that Amina Silmi had a teacher who was suffering from cancer. Still, he was teaching Islam. And when she saw him one day in that extremity of pain, and when the pain subsided, he said, See how much Allah loves me, that He's cleansing me. Do you know that when that man died, Amina says, the room was full of fragrance. It was amazing. This overwhelming, beautiful fragrance. Why?
فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ
If he is of those brought near to Allah, then rest and fragrance and provisions and a garden of delights.
وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ
And if he is of those on the right hand, on a lesser degree,
فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ
Still there is peace for those on the right hand.
وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ
But if he be of those who deny, those who are misguided,
فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ
Then for him is an entertainment with boiling water,
وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ
And burning in hellfire.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينَ
This is an absolute truth, with certainty. What then should we do?
فَصَّبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ
So glorify the name of your exalted Lord.
Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.